Weeks by mornings, Moose, Breezy. I don't know why I played this. I panicked.
I was like, wait, are we getting married? What's happening here?
77 for the high today, almost 80. Are you kidding me? For the 22nd of October? We'll take it. It's Moose, it's Breezy. People who are extremely cheap tend to be bad friends, yes or no?
Yeah, the genuine friendships, not there. Very much so lacking.
We would love to hear your thoughts on this. Hit us up, 585-252-9800, because yesterday on the show, we touched on this briefly because intern Hannah, good morning, Hannah, who's here with us this morning, shared with us that she's got that one guy friend in her group who threw a fit because this year they don't want to spend, what, 15 bucks for Secret Santa?
He has more money than God, she said.
And he said, no, even though he comes for money, like you said, yeah. And I've always found it odd as you get older. You're going to notice that your friend circle will get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's supposed to happen. In the past, I too have had friends like this. You've had to divide every penny up when you went out. You owe me $2.50 for the soda. Hey, we can split the bill four ways. You guys had the pad thai with chicken. Mine was with tofu, so I'll owe less. I'm like, come on.
All right.
I just don't like people like this, and that's why I refuse to have really, really cheap friends.
Right.
Like last week, I went to lunch with my buddy Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I got to Venmo you 10 bucks for the tip because he never. I'm like, it's whatever. Let's get the next one.
Yeah.
But there are people that would be like, over Mark.
Actually, it was $10.50.
There are people that would be on Mark's ass for that $10 right back.
I have been in this situation with people, and I like love them as people. It's just, I don't know what it is about it, and I've told you about this privately, but like, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Like I'm out here trying to screw you. Like, I would never do that. And like, it just makes me feel like our relationship is transactional. That's what it makes me feel like. I can't freaking stand it.
I'm just curious if anybody has had friends like this. It is difficult. And by the way, we'll touch on this again. If you go out with a group of people and let's say one of them, because we've talked about this, you get a salad and a water and everybody's getting four bottles of wine, and then yeah, you shouldn't have to split it four
100%.
Ways.
100%.
No way. Intern Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your guy friend that just drives you up the wall. Is he really a friend, or do you just have to put up with him because he's in the circle?
Acquaintance.
He's just in the circle, and I just got to put up with this money issue all the time.
Give us like one good example aside from the Secret Santa.
I think he refuses to go out to eat with us a lot of the time because he doesn't want to spend the money if it's not a place that like he doesn't want to go. Like, he won't go to Applebee's with us because it's just not worth spending the money, even if we all want to go there.
Oh, I love Applebee's.
Yeah.
Applebee's is the place to hang as a college student.
I love Applebee's.
See what I'm saying? Like, if you want the Applebee's, Chili's, do we still have a Fridays somewhere?
I don't know.
Is there one in Henrietta near MCC?
I don't know.
So you guys, you're not going to Black and Blue, are you?
No, we are definitely not. No. I'm sure he would like to, but I can't go to Black and Blue. I want to go to Applebee's.
So he'll spend the money on nicer things. Is that what you're saying?
He'll spend money on things for himself.
I see. Which is nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
But that makes me feel like he doesn't care about you guys, though.
Oh, I don't think
because, like, listen, full transparency. If you don't have the money, that's totally fine. No worries whatsoever.
Sure.
But you can still go hang and get a water. He just doesn't like you guys, period.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That could possibly, that could be it.
Call a spade a spade, shall we?
We got to get him on the show. I want to talk to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, at 21, who am I kidding? In my 30s, I was the guy running to the bathroom. I had to transfer money from my savings over into my checkings before I paid the bill.
I think that what it boils down to is the friendship doesn't feel genuine. It feels transactional, and it feels like they don't believe in you, that you're not trying to screw them. And that's not a friend, period.
We got a text that came in that said, it's not just friends, you guys. This is my dad. My dad does this.
Stop.
Yeah, because there's parents like that too. They got to squeeze everybody. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that if you're on a tight budget. But some people love to just save money. They don't like spending.
Right. Correct.
But I guess what we're trying to get at, too, is like when you have that friend in the circle that has that penny pinch and they're so cheap when it comes to everything, it makes it really hard to hang out with them.
Correct.
Hi, Peaks Y. What's your name?
It's Eric. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, about what you guys were talking about.
Yes.
I think the girl on the show is having a hard time understanding that, you know, like money doesn't grow on trees.
Okay. The girl on the show?
Who could you possibly be talking about?
Intern Hannah?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, go ahead. Clearly you're talking about Breezy, but go ahead.
The girl on the show. Right.
I mean, yeah, the girl on the show. I mean, I just can't stand people who think that, you know, someone else's money is their own. It's just, you know, I work hard for my money.
Oh, I see. Oh, wait a second. Eric, are you the cheap friend?
I guess I am.
Same, Eric. I also work hard for my money. So
Right. Thank
you so much. I don't understand why you're saying I think that your money is my money or other people's money. That's actually not what I was saying at all.
Okay. Okay, care to enlighten me then?
Because
that's what I got.
I just think it's hard to make plans with somebody like you because you're constantly pitching pennies and making it a hard time for everybody else. And it's not like our hangs are genuine. You're just worried about how much it's going to cost you. I don't get that.
Mm.
My mother always said, watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Okay, that's an interesting, sure, yeah.
Yeah,
as an adult,
you should be responsible for your own money.
Well,
you shouldn't have to expect somebody else to pay for everything in your life.
No, it's not really about that. I think what we're talking about, and this was just the discussion yesterday, Eric, is that there are certain friends when you go out with people that make it a big deal, and it's usually the ones who have money that are up in arms about spending an extra 10 or 15 bucks.
Right.
And then when you go to dinner, they got to make sure everything is accounted for, not a penny more. Because God forbid you have to pay for their extra soda that they got.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of people they make it really tough to want to be friends with.
Well, it makes it really tough to be friends with those folks that think that they can go out and order $100 worth of stuff and I'll get a salad that's only 10 bucks. And then you expect me to split the bill.
We're not talking about that, Eric. We're not talking about that. We stated clearly yesterday, maybe you should catch up on the podcast. We stated clearly yesterday, there are instances if I go out with some friends, they are drinking their face off. I had a salad and a soda. Yeah, maybe we should get a separate bill. But if you guys all had three drinks each, an entree, and split an appetizer, you should not, and I repeat, should not be asking for separate checks or for your own check. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Look, I work my ass off, and you want me to just hand you $20 because you asked nicely?
Oh, Eric.
Don't swear.
Eric, first things first, this is what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
If you're not going to be able to go out with friends leisurely and split a bed.
I'm okay with having fewer friends. That's probably why I don't have a lot of friends.
It tracks.
I'm
yeah,
sure
it's
everybody
always tracking so hard.
That has money doesn't have a lot of friends either. So I'll just work hard for money and I'll stay the hell home.
Wow.
You go,
sounds like a blast in a glass.
Would you consider yourself a guy who doesn't have many friends because you've had personal experiences like this?
I don't because I've had personal experiences like
this. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of people with money feel the same way.
I don't think people want to be friends with you, Eric. No offense, respectfully, of course.
Oh, yes, respectfully.
No offense, respectfully.
Okay. Well, listen, Eric, yesterday on the show, we made the point that people who are extremely cheap tend to be bad friends. Or tend to be hard to be friends with. Does that make sense?
I tend to agree. I make a really good living, and I'm not going to have friends around with me that will absolutely suck me dry and are big leeches. So I'm pretty sure anyone listening to this station that has money hates friends with someone who's, being friends with somebody that's a leech. Just like I'm pretty sure that people who are cheap make bad friends. We feel the same way about people without the money. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Eric, well said, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Mm. You guys have a great day.
You too, man.
Yeah,
thanks for tuning in.
Let us know how much fun you have with your friends later.
All right.
Mm.
Okay.
That guy sucks.
Tony texted in. I got to be honest. He made some good points.
He didn't.
Eric made a couple good points. Tony said, I'm cheap myself, but I will agree. It's really annoying when one of the boys comes out with you, but doesn't want to spend any money. Like, why the heck did you come? Why are you here? That came in from Tony.
This person says, it's always past tense. I had a cheap friend, always had to pay him back to the exact amount of cents. But if I bought something for him, he thought he just wouldn't have to pay me back whatsoever. Like, please. This is why I don't buy things for people or lend them money.
And
like,
let this be a lesson for everyone. Sometimes the best things in life really are free.
And less stressful.
Way less stressful. Thank you for the call this morning, Eric. Hannah, good luck with your friend. She's nodding.
She doesn't have a microphone. Yeah, so.
Thank you for nodding.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
I know I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but today is the day that actress Goldie Hawn will be in Rochester and receive that prestigious George Eastman Award. So it's all happening today. One of the most revered actresses in recent memory here in Rochester is set to receive that award, and it's all taking place today en route to Rochester, maybe already even here tonight at the Eastman Museum. For her iconic career that has spanned over decades on and off the screen, she was introduced in the classic 1996 film The First Wives Club, and that actually played last night. The awards are happening today, and a lot of people are going to be out there supporting, viewing, taking it all in. I think it's really cool that she is here in Rochester.
She played a really fantastic Mrs. Claus in the Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, not the Christmas Chronicles.
What do you think she's going to have dinner tonight?
I don't know. I have no idea. But
Dogtown.
Yeah. She's a Bill Gray's.
Just getting after it. That's really cool. I love the people that come in and out of this city too. And a lot of it, you know, when it comes to entertainment, we have the Dolby Theater and the George Eastman House thing for that. So that's really cool. I'm thinking Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
I was like, wait, I don't know.
Used to be Kodak, but we know what happened with that.
Yeah.
There were some money issues there. All right. Love to see it. Let us know. Call us tomorrow if you guys have any Goldie
spottings.
Goldie spottings, yeah. Is it acceptable to scare your kids anymore on Halloween? It's a tradition. I don't want to die only because I don't have kids.
But or are we just getting softer as a society?
Well, how many of you think it's traumatizing kids these days? You go around, you scare your kids for likes on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening more and more. Are you with it or against it? We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Anyone plan on scaring the crap out of their kids this Halloween? What's your plan? Let us know. I need some ideas for scaring my niece and nephews.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, a lot of people are against this.
The young ones or the older ones?
All of them.
The 6-month-old.
If you got a pulse, that's it. You're getting traumatized. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't have kids. So I gotta do something. Are anyone totally against traumatizing your kids on Halloween?
I think that, you know, it's a tale as old as time. Halloween is supposed to be spooky. Halloween is supposed to be scary, whether you're playing tricks on a 5-year-old or a 55-year-old. There are repercussions to your actions. And although it may have flown 20 years ago, this day and age, people are softer and they are so ready to call CPS on your ass.
Oh, people will do it. Yeah.
You're abusive. It's like I'd put a Freddy mask on and chase my kid around. They're going to be talking about that in trauma therapy in 10 years from now. And listen, although I am kind of on the fence about both of these things, like I don't know exactly which way to go, because I can see both sides, I think what I have issue with is the parents that do it for clout and do it for a video and do it so their kids go viral online somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not saying go out of your way to humiliate your kid and make sure that they have to get into therapy by the time they're a teenager. We're talking about just some good old-fashioned fun. You know, just jump out of a closet here and there. I'm not saying wear a mask and chase them around the house at 2 a.m. with a chainsaw. That's, yeah, I can see why that would cause some issues with them as they get older.
Sure. But some people would argue even that is too much. And
your dad strikes me as the type of guy who would go out of his way.
I was trying to think. I feel like when we were younger, we were all watching a scary movie. My dad was somewhere. And I think he like went around the side of the house and started like banging on the window.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
The old banging on the window trick.
And he goes, ee! His stupid high-pitched.
It's the moms that are always setting boundaries with the dads.
Yes. This is a dad thing mostly. I mean, I do see some moms doing it, but dads are pranksters. Dads are jokesters. They want to get their laugh. They want to get their cheap laugh in. And I think what I take issue with as well is like, if you can't scare someone your own age, you're probably not that creative or that funny. So, period. Point blank. Like, it's just low-hanging fruit, in my opinion.
Of course. You know who's really great at this was, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel was great with the old parents pulling tricks on their kids. Not so much scaring them, but you remember, hey, tell your kids you ate all their Halloween candy and then film it. Some of these kids were traumatized just from that alone.
Right. They're sobbing, carrying on. But I also argue on the other side of the coin, being scared and feeling those emotions builds character. Yeah. So you can't just shelter your kid from everything for the rest of their life and be like, nothing scary is ever going to happen to you, because that's just simply not the case.
Well, you know, you got all these parents that are still taking their kids on haunted hayrides. You got people jumping on woods with, you know, chainsaws and axes. And you're paying for that. You know what I'm saying? You're paying for them to be traumatized. This person says, Moose and Breezy, just think about the psychological impact. Excessive fear can cause anxiety and distress in children. Even if they're reassured, it's just for fun. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we want to do it.
You never really know how it's impacting your kid until they're old enough to really process those emotions. But it makes me wonder, can anybody take a joke anymore? Is anybody willing to, I don't know, Hannah, you have three younger siblings. What would you think on this topic, or did your parents do this growing up?
My parents did scare all of us. I think it's funny. I think it's character building. To that same point, though, I am deathly afraid of zombies now because they used to chase me around the house. Mm. So there is a balance.
Definitely a balance. And also, I guess I didn't really think about the fact that there could be fears that form because of your parents and because of their shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I think about that, too. I've always wanted to be like a fake, you know, hang myself from the ceiling and be a fake pinata.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then they'd hit me with the bat, and then I'd come to life and just scare the crap out of them. I've thought about this idea every single Halloween, and I've never executed it. I need help. I need help. Somebody's got to help me hang from the ceiling.
I don't think that's a good idea, because they would just beat the crap out of you.
No, we use plastic bats, you know what I mean? Because this is something that they do on Halloween.
Have you seen Cat in the Hat?
Yeah.
They do that in Cat in the Hat, the movie.
I don't remember.
One guy takes the bat right up the geezer.
Oh, yes, of course. I have to worry about that.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I don't know. Let's get to some texts here, shall we? I think that scaring your kids on Halloween, as long as it's appropriate for the age level, is fine. However, if you're doing anything to your kids for social media posts, that is simply not okay. It's all about the intent behind it.
Sure.
But at the same time, I feel like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. If you're going to do something and you want to show other people, whether it be friends or family, you probably would want to get it on video, but do you have to post it? I don't know.
Yeah, but that's that. No one would believe you that you actually did it.
Right.
I've seen some really great Halloween posts from parents last year on how they were scaring their kids. One dad waited in the closet for over 3 hours for his kid to get home, waited in his bedroom, jumped out with a scream mask on, freaked out his kid. I mean, I'm like, wow, that is dedication.
The kid has a heart attack.
The wife was like, he's been in there for 3 hours. I can't imagine.
Most dads commit to the bit.
They do, and most dads aren't doing that. Most dads are dragging a wagon down the sidewalk full of beer, you know, drunk off their ass. Now, that's right. The type of dad I want to be on Halloween.
Right.
I want to be that guy.
Of course. Of course. So, I guess the notion stands, but if I see any videos on social media of you scaring your kids, I'm going to throw it a like.
Yeah, and I'm going to be
depending on how well it's crafted.
By the way, if you guys have them, send them our way. We'd love to repost. Will you? 98 PXY Rochester, Hi Moose and Breezy on air. Happy Halloween. 98 PXY